Yes, sir, that's about right. Well, Duke is a really good academic school. My coach knows one of the coaches up there, and he knows they're good guys, and they're going to take care of me while they're up there. And I went up there, and the campus is really nice and everything. South Carolina, I've been to a couple times, and probably have the most ties there. I like the coaching staff. They're really cool. And it's a good SEC school. And then Florida, obviously, are national champions. So, I mean, that's just exciting in itself.
Hey, David, I wanted to ask you. You mentioned that you visited Georgia Tech. Have you got a chance to speak with Paul Johnson while you were there?
No, sir, I did not.
How about have you had a chance to talk to Georgia head coach Mark Richt since Georgia has expressed interest in you?
Yes, sir, I did. I talked to him for about 15 minutes on the phone the day they offered me.
I want to get into a little bit on your performance on the field last year. I like to follow the high school the high school football scene. You didn't allow a sack as a junior last year. That's got to impress the scouts that are coming to watch you, impress the guys. How do you go into your senior year, I guess, knowing you didn't give up a sack last year? Obviously, you want to continue that this coming season?
Yes, sir, I do. I just want to live up to the standards and definitely exceed them and get better in the run game, and just especially because we run the ball a lot more than we throw it. So I'm definitely focused on doing a lot better and definitely not giving up any more sacks.
I mean, that's a point, though, that you probably like to bring up to the guys that are recruiting you and you show off your highlight tapes, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. David, I guess on the same topic, how hard is it to stay that focused? To not give up a sack in an entire season, you have to really approach every play with the ultimate focus. How hard is that to do?
It's not that hard just because once you've reached that level, you usually want to maintain it. So it's kind of like I'm challenging myself after that. And in games, it's usually a little bit easier to pass block than when you're doing drills or something because defensive linemen don't always know what play it is.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the recruiting process in general. Have you enjoyed it, or are there certain parts of it that are kind of getting a little old, especially this early in the – or I should say even this early in the process?
Well, the recruiting process in general is pretty fun and interesting just because there's a lot of guys coming and talking to you, and you get to meet a lot of coaches that you never thought you would. But some of the more tedious parts are when school sends you information things, applications to fill out, and when letters come in that aren't really that important, that they're just sending out mail, stuff like that can get kind of boring.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Dave, have you had a chance to decide where you're going to take your official visits as a senior?
No, sir, not completely. But, I mean, I think there's a couple schools that I'm probably going to go.
Yeah. David, I know you guys, just you and every other school here, just finished up their spring practices. Centennial was really impressive 2 years ago and had a little bit of a fall off last season. Talk about this spring, what you guys accomplished and your hopes heading into the upcoming 2009 season.
Well, last year we had a bit of a fall off just because a lot of injuries and a lack of leadership. But, I mean, this year the senior class is really focused. We want to win. Even if we have to whip all the younger guys into shape. And I think it's mainly just focus and leadership that we're going to need this year. We can be impressive if we play to our abilities.
One final question, David. Do you have a timetable for when you're going to make your decision? And as of now, who is your leader?
No, sir, I don't have a timetable. I think most likely my decision is going to come sometime after the season, unless some school just completely blows me away and I know I want to go there. But I don't have a leader right now.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time you've taken to talk with us this Sunday, David, and we wish you the best of luck moving forward, both on and off the field.
All right. Thank you.
And that was Centennial offensive tackle David Yankee. Smart kid. You know, what I liked most about that interview is that David is doing what most recruits should and is seriously considering the academic side of his college decision.
One thing I want you to do, Scott, though, is remind them that they can always declare on the official visit.
I know. Well,
they can always do that.
I will. I already guaranteed earlier that John Brantley will be winning a Heisman in the next couple of years. I will also guarantee right here today that we will break some some.
I want Mac Brown to declare on this show.
Mac might be a little, you know. My back might be a.
I want Alec Ogletree on this
shark
show to declare.
In our ocean. We got to go after some. Maybe we'll get. The
no,
sharks.
We don't have to. No, we don't.
You're right.
We
why limit ourselves?
We can go after the marlins, if you will.
Why
the big fish.
The
trophy fish.
Listen, the only thing else is Mac might be on ESPN when he's. I mean, Mac's that big.
How about he does it here and then ESPN picks up. Our show.
Hey, I like the idea. I like the idea. Hopefully, we'll get enough support from you listeners out there, and that way Mac will be willing to break his announcement on our show. With that said, we got to go to a quick commercial break.
Well, before we go to break, let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Real quick. Are you aware of ESPN Radio having a recruiting show?
No.
I don't think they do.
No, I said,
They
don't think they do.
They do have something called television, though.
We need to, talk about syndication at some point. Maybe off the air. Maybe during this break we talk about syndication.
We'll do it during the break. With that said, we will go to a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
This whole thing just makes me sick.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
In times like these, a successful small business owner is a smart small business owner. So for a limited time, Comcast Business Class is offering high-speed internet and crystal clear voice for just $79 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Delivered on America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. What exactly do you get for $79 a month? High-speed internet that's much faster than the DSL or T1 you might be using now, with super fast speeds up to 6 megabits per second, and unlimited local and long-distance calling for your small business to anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Give your small business an upgrade and save money doing it. Sign up for the $79 internet and phone package at 800-391-3000. $79 a month. There's nothing smarter than that. Comcast Business Class. It's not small business. It's fast business.
Offer ends 6/30/09. Unavailable on all areas. Restrictions apply. Early termination fee applies after promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded. Comcast regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and telephone fees extra may not be combined with other offers. Many factors affect speed. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison with downloads for standard 1.5 megabits per second. $24.95 per line activation fee applies to voice and up to 4 lines. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Unsure what to do with all the money you won playing Georgia Lottery's world-class millions? Then call the Millionaire Training Academy and unlock your filthy, stinking rich potential. You'll learn the basics, like champagne gargling.
It burns!
As well as more advanced topics like high-speed limousine maneuvering.
Hobson, to the Opera House. Take a left. Take a right. Stop!
Learn to live like a true millionaire, because playing Georgia Lottery's world-class millions with a top prize of $5 million could turn you into one. Every world-class millions ticket comes with a second chance to win. Go to GALottery.com to enter your non-winning world-class millions instant ticket in a weekly drawing for a $5,000 prize. All weekly winners will be entered into the extra chance $5 million grand prize drawing.
Play weekly windfall from the Georgia Lottery each week. 10 lucky tickets purchased that week will be drawn to win $5,000 each. And all tickets purchased will be entered into the final bonus drawing for a chance to win $1 million. Weekly windfall. Visit GALottery.com for details.
I have news.
News.
We're local every weeknight until 9.
Are you listening?
We're local on the weekend.
Are you kidding me?
Our experts are local.
And you know what?
Our play-by-play is local.
You're scaring me.
That's a whole lot of local. 790 The Zone, first for local sports.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone on an extremely wet, unfortunately wet Sunday. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta. It's Atlanta's and perhaps the South's only all-recruiting radio show. I am Scott Janovitz, joined in the studio as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train, Ewalt, and as always, Big B, Brian Jones.
That's right.
So, guys, one of the things I want to talk about in this segment, it's always bothered me, is the way in which the NCAA has kind of pushed itself into the recruiting process in hopes of protecting the kids, and as a result, rather than actually protecting the kids, really making it quite difficult for these kids and or parents to make calculated, educated decisions about the colleges they're going to attend. What I mean by that is the fact that coaches can't text anymore, the fact that they've now taken the head coaches off the road. So coaches like Urban Meyer, Nick Saban can't visit schools right now when all the other coaches are. And as a result, these kids don't have the FaceTime they should with the head coaches of the schools they potentially could pick. College coaches aren't allowed to visit combines in the Nike clinics. No coaches anymore.
No coaches anymore. Okay.
As of 2007, no coaches can go and visit the Nike clinics, which are really the best sources to see, or the best places to see these kids show off their skills. You know, you can go to their games and whatnot, but let's you know, if I'm a recruiter and if I'm a college coach, I want to see these kids in action against some of the other top talent in the country. Schools don't pay for parents to visit with the kids themselves. And if you ask me, I think the parents should play a large role in the recruiting process in terms of helping their kids decide.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I agree, because, I mean, how much money would that cost, really? I mean, a ton.
Yeah.
Of course, the SEC, we've already discussed, could easily do it. But the point is, the parents are often left out of these. They're not left out of the decisions, but they don't have the ability to make the informed decision either, because they a lot of times haven't visited the schools their kids have. And listen, you're 16, 17, 18 years old. Should you really be deciding on your own where you go to school?
Well, let's also put it out there like this, though. You're only allowed to take your official visits your senior year. Correct or incorrect?
That's correct.
That's correct. So that
and only
means,
five
that
of
means
them
you're
for the
17
record.
Or 18. Correct or incorrect?
Correct.
Okay. So you're 18 years old. You're an adult. You're making a decision on where to spend the next 4 years of your life. Your mom's not going to be holding your hand in college. It's going to be you. Okay? You're going to be there. I understand your parents.
And I agree with
your
you.
Your parents want to have influence on where you go. Yeah. But it's also your decision, because dad's not the one that's going to be taking calculus. Mom's not going to be the one in the dorm room. It's going to be you.
I agree. And I've always found that the precarious balance between, you know, who should decide, the kid or the parent, to be fascinating, because I'm totally with you on this one, Fletcher, that I think the kid should make up 90%. You know, sometimes they're extenuating circumstances, whether they're financial. I mean, if you're not talking full rides, but or
but
you
if
know,
it is a full ride, the parent.
Right. The parent, yeah. I agree. You should be making your own educated decisions. I mean, that's a decision that you should be plenty capable of making if you're going to be expected to be a successful football player and student for the next 4 years on your own.
Here's where I disagree with the NCAA, and I think I'm going to agree with you, unfortunately, on this part. Is I think the coaches that are go-getters, the Nick Sabans, the Pete Carrolls, the Urban Meyers, should not be penalized for the lazy coaches, quote-unquote.
Well, that's the thing we haven't even – right.
Because there's now an extended dark period or quiet period, whatever they want to call it, where coaches – aren't allowed to have the contact that they used to be able to do. I know it was kind of a joke with the Houston Nutt texting and Urban Meyer texting and basketball Kelvin Sampson texting, and it just got to be a little ridiculous. But
well, they said it was too
invasive. They're out there and texting and they're talking, and they're finding ways to communicate. If they're out there Twittering now, good for them that they're finding loopholes and stuff and putting their name out there, because all they're doing is improving them. And you are basically penalizing the go-getters by saying no. We're not going to encourage everyone else to go up to your level. We're going to make you come back down to their level, and that's wrong.
Absolutely. Not only are you making it harder for these kids to make a calculated, educated decision, because, like I said, they're not getting the amount of face time with the head coaches that they should, but like you said, it penalizes the Florida.
It penalizes Urban Meyer.
It penalizes the
Pete
schools
Carroll.
That have great recruiting head coaches. A team like Penn State isn't nearly as impacted. Well, you don't think Paterno's out. Yeah, there you go.
I don't even know how to
A school like Penn State isn't nearly as impacted by these rules as schools like Florida and Alabama.
My rotary phone, I don't know how to do that.
That's got
to
be the worst Paterno impression I've ever heard. But no, it's true. I mean, when you have the ability to send Saban and Urban Meyer out on the road, that's a huge advantage, and it's one you deserve. If that's your head coach and he's that good, you deserve that advantage. And they've taken that away from these schools. Here's my other question. When's the last time that you found a text invasive? How easy is it to delete a text? You don't have to read them. Literally push the delete button. I mean, so.
And with these unlimited text plans now that everyone has.
But you can't text anymore. And it's silly, because it's like the NCAA doesn't think these coaches are going to find ways around it. Saban does video chats. Now
they
schools
Twitter.
Are using
they tweet.
Twitter and face Twitter and Facebook. And so.
They tweet.
My question is this. What is the NCAA really accomplishing here? Other than negatively impacting the decision-making process, I think what they're doing,
and Alex, you might disagree with me on this one, but what they're doing is they're penalizing the coaches that are good at their job by, instead of saying, hey, everyone else, hey, Houston Nutt, hey, Mark Richt, hey, Lou Holtz, hey, Steve Spurrier, I know Lou Holtz isn't doing it anymore, you need to step your game up. What they're instead saying is, hey, Urban, settle it down, partner. Hey, Les, settle it down, bud.
Right.
And they're penalizing. Well, would you agree, Alex?
Well, the rule prohibiting coaches from, I guess, attending combines, which you said, Scott, is a great scouting opportunity for them. I don't understand that personally. Is it because they don't want the coaches having direct contact with the recruits? Well, if so, then but regulate against that. Make sure they're in the stands or just observing.
And here's the irony. Before I even get into the irony, that rule forces these kids to now spend money and pay to travel, right? If a coach can't come visit you, well, then what does that leave for you to do? I have to go visit them now. If a coach from Florida can't come to Alabama and see me work out at a combine, now I got to go to Florida and impress them on my own time, on my own dime. And here's the irony of it is that the schools that are hosting the combines have a huge inherent advantage in the recruiting game. If Georgia's hosting a combine, now Mark Richt and Rodney Gardner have their own time to recruit all these kids when coaches from Florida and Georgia Tech can't.
But that's what I say, good for them, though.
I'm
into this whole thing of look out for number one, man. Look out for yourself. That's why earlier we were having the debate on the television contracts. Good for the SEC that they got it done. Good for Georgia that they're hosting a combine. Good for Florida that they host a combine, because they do. You know they do.
Right. But some schools can't.
Well, get in the game. Yeah. Pony up or don't. Vanderbilt, you've just got $17 million coming your way from TV contracts. Use it.
It's unfortunate. You see the NCAA setting all these mandates that are negatively affecting the recruiting process rather than setting positive ones, like an early signing period. The fact that these coaches can't go to combines and the fact that these kids are now committing early, it makes it it's a game. You're guessing who's going to be good. You now have coaches that, A, can't watch, like you said earlier, they basically can't watch senior film, because if they're not accepting offers earlier than that, then they're behind the eight ball and they're in trouble. And you have coaches who can't scout these players, who can't go to combines to scout these players.
But
you've made the recruiting process a guessing game.
But there's still players that are good enough that will hold out. And like some of the ones that hold out until signing day, there will be places open. Like USC will hold a scholarship open for Jarvis Jones. Florida State will hold one open for Gregory. Georgia will hold one open for Brandon Smith.
You know what the biggest result of this, of these, what I call silly
parody
rules?
You wanted parody earlier? There you go. If all of a sudden you turn it on your senior year and Georgia's all full, you're going to go to South Carolina. And there's your parody right there, Scott.
I don't want parody based on lack of being.
You wanted it earlier, and he's got it.
I want skill to matter, though. The ability, who's the best scout, or whoever the best at scouting is, should have the advantage. I don't want parity.
Well, then maybe Georgia does by holding all their spots open and waiting for senior film to come.
I don't want parity enforced based on lack of information. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want teams to be so bad at scouting that now everyone's
school, though. But it's up to each school. If you want to hold it open and wait until the last day, like Florida State traditionally does, then let them do it.
Yeah, and we want to hear what our listeners have to say. Give us a call anytime you want. Give us your take. But here's
404-233-7979, *790, free call on the AT&T phone.
Here's the impact of this, Fletcher, is that they're having to get, and this isn't a bad thing, but they're having to get in on these recruits much earlier now. Urban Meyer's having to scout sophomores.
The ones they think will be good.
Right.
And it's just like popcorn in the pot.
Sometimes
they pop, sometimes
the thing,
they don't.
It's going to turn into college basketball, and we know how big a mess that is.
It's not going to turn into college basketball.
It's a slippery slope, man. When you see the way these kids are committing early, when you see the way scouting is being prohibited, or the scouting that the amount of scouting the coaches want to do is being prohibited, you're going to see that the process moved up in the calendar.
I think it's only going to take one poor recruiting class for coaches to re-examine their situation. It's like Texas, who already has, 21 kids signed?
But
19 of those kids turn out to be crap, no disrespect,
but
if they do, all of a sudden Mac Brown's going to say, maybe I shouldn't go after these guys as sophomores.
But you have to understand that it's the trend center, and you name Texas, and they are. They set a trend where now kids are committing early, and listen,
is one bad class for Mac Brown to go, wait a minute. Maybe I should re-examine this.
Well, let's see, but Mac Brown has an advantage because he's the only school in Texas, and so he can just take the best the state has to offer.
Wow. Just smacking Mike
Texas
Leach.
Tech, Texas A&M.
Just smacking Texas A&M. Just
last
smacking Baylor.
Last I checked, Texas gets everyone they want. Everyone they want. I mean, with the exception of one. I mean, Texas has 20.
Oh, you're with Michael Crabtree.
21 scholarships right now, or 21 commitments. All 21 four-star.
It's like Texas Tech doesn't have a shot anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Wait. Who won last year between Texas Tech and Texas?
Let's think about this.
21. They have 21 scholarships, or 21 commitments.
That'd be like saying it's a shame USC is the only school in California.
21 four-star guys. All 21 are from the state of Texas.
Like Florida State's the only school in Florida.
right, if your argument is that Texas doesn't dominate the state of recruiting, their
like
state
Georgia's
in
the only school in Georgia.
You're absolutely wrong.
Okay.
On that note, we will go to a quick commercial break. Oh, you are listening to the official visit on Radio 790 The Zone.
We can't make this a big deal.
Lunchtime has become a big deal.
Don't believe us?
You can't make too big of a deal of it. It's already a big deal.
Even the media can't stop it.
The media cannot make this into a big deal. It's already a big deal.
I'd say it's a big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Give it up for
Brandon and Wolby.
Weekdays 11 to 1.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
It's already a big deal.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Don't be fooled by other companies' $18.95 per month alarm systems. Those systems don't have live two-way voice security, which means you're not truly protected. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty all free for zero down and only $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here from Metro PCS. If you're looking for new ways to save on your wireless bill, just switch to Metro PCS. Now you can get unlimited calling and text messaging starting at only $30 a month. And a family line for only $20 a month, including unlimited talk and text. Need a cool new smartphone? Metro PCS has you covered. From touchscreen phones like the Samsung Finesse to the BlackBerry Curve. All phones come with your first month free and no activation fees. And they start at only $49. More phones, less restrictions. That's Metro PCS. Plus, you can use your Metro PCS phone in more places than ever with a nationwide coverage in over 4,600 cities and towns. And you never sign a contract. To find out more, visit MetroPCS.com or call 888-8-METRO-8. Metro PCS, unlimit yourself. Limited time offer while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply. Long distance only in the continental U.S. and Puerto Rico. Taxes and fees not included.
Guys, you should listen to the expert on romance. Barnsley Gardens Resort's fairy godmother.
Romance is the tool of a very, very smart guy. Your tip for the day is try a new activity together. It can even be sporty. Clay shooting, bike riding, sharing a new experience gives you new conversations. And new conversations lead to romance.
Every guy needs a fairy godmother. So listen to yours at BarnsleyResort.com.
Extreme Fighting Fan. Fight Party is back. Fight Party, along with Miller Lite and New Avenue, present revenge this Saturday night at the Gwinnett Arena. Fight Party. The undisputed king of MMA in Georgia. Some of the toughest extreme fighters in the world today. Get your tickets now at the Gwinnett Arena box office. Old Ticketmaster outlets. Get them online at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets start at just $25. Fight Party at the Gwinnett Arena this coming Saturday night.
There's something big happening at Nissan. It's the Nissan National Tent Event. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Look closer for exceptional offers and financing on a full line of reliable cars, crossovers, trucks, and SUVs. All under the tent, all for a limited time. Right now, get 0% financing on the versatile Rogue or 0% on the stylish Murano. Or get a $199 lease on the dependable Altima. Hurry to your Nissan dealer to get 0% on Rogue or Murano or Altima for just $199 a month. The tents come down soon, and when they do, these deals will end. Get to your Nissan dealer now or visit NissanUSA.com. Look closer. Nissan delivers. 0% APR for 36 months. $2,775 initial payment. Excludes tax, title, license, acquisition fee. For well-qualified buyers, call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Offers end 6109.
Bold beer. That's our policy. Now every Coors Light can is cold activated. When the mountains on your can turn blue, your beer is as cold as the Rockies. This is the first year the 12-ounce can will feature cold activated technology, which lets consumers know when their beer is cold and ready to drink. The packaging has also been updated to communicate the new addition. The cold activated can also uses the Frost Brew liner and the vented wide mouth. Whether at the bar, in the backyard, or on the beach, consumers can always tell when their beer is cold.
It may only be April, but football always lives here.
Ryan looks down the seam, caught Roddy White, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Well, We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone on a beautiful sunny Sunday in Atlanta.
If by sunny you mean liquid sunshine, right?
Yeah, not beautiful at all. You're listening to Score Atlanta's official visit, the only all-recruiting radio show in Atlanta. I am Scott.
In probably the Southeast.
Yeah, in the world, really.
I don't know if I'd say the world.
Not the world. Planet Earth extends all the way.
Galaxy.
I'm Scott Janovitz.
Milky Way.
That's Fletcher Proctor, Doc Proc, as we like to call him. Also joined in the studio by Alex A-Train Ewalt and Big B Brian Jones. We spent the last segment talking about how difficult the NCAA is making the recruiting process for kids. And one of the things I want to talk about in this segment is how difficult these colleges are starting to make the recruiting process for kids. Last year, this is a story from last year, although it's resurfaced in the last week or so, is I like to call it the Xavier Ramos / Oregon issue. And what happened, for those who don't know, and this was the time when Mike Bellotti was the coach of Oregon, is Oregon, like many other schools, threw out 300 to 400 scholarship offers. Xavier Ramos took one of those and committed early in the game.
Right.
When he committed, his high school coach, Todd Theron, out in California, called the rest of the schools looking at Xavier, which included, you know, some good schools like Arizona and some of the other schools out in that area, Arizona State. He called him and said, hey, listen, Xavier appreciates your attention, appreciates your time, but he's off the market. He's going to Oregon and Mike Bellotti. Well, 2 weeks left in the recruiting process, and Mike Bellotti calls Xavier Ramos, which is actually probably a lot more than most coaches would have done, so props to Mike Bellotti on that, at least in some way. Called Xavier Ramos and said, you know what, we just had another kid at your position commit. We no longer have a scholarship for you. Xavier, the process was so late in the process that Xavier Ramos had nowhere else to go. He's now playing, and he's a happy kid. He's now playing at Cal Poly, which is not a Division I school. But the fact of the matter is, he lost his Division I scholarship to play football. And a lot of people blame Oregon for this, and it's becoming a reoccurring problem in the recruiting game.
Let me ask you this.
Go for it.
You just said it happened 2 weeks before National Signing Day, correct?
Yes, but you have to understand, Xavier Ramos
so
was
had
a fringe.
He signed
your
a letter of intent,
that, no,
had Oregon?
No, okay. Absolutely not.
There was no commitment.
No,
there
rules
was no
were broken. It was within Oregon's
official. Like, your scholarship is in the mail. Wait, no, it's not, right?
Absolutely within the rules of recruiting, the recruiting guidelines for Oregon to pull that scholarship.
No,
100%.
You call him a fringe player here. Fringe, to me, means maybe the 20th signee for, like, an Akron or something like that. Whereas this guy was a Pac-10 caliber player. Oregon's one of the top programs in the conference.
Right, but you have to understand a lot of these other schools 2 weeks into the process are also full. It's not whether they wanted Xavier
Ramos. I'm saying
Ramos.
If this kid is good enough, someone would have found a spot.
But he didn't.
To play.
They didn't.
Well, obviously, he wasn't good enough.
Why is that obvious? And why does that change?
Because if he was good enough, Oregon State, Arizona State would have
UCLA.
Said, you know what? There's tons of places
you have to
that would
schools,
have had a scholarship
schools,
open.
These schools,
if he was good enough.
These schools have boards, kids they've been recruiting for months and sometimes years. If Xavier Ramos wasn't on that board, or if that school was already full, just like Oregon was.
Let me ask you this. Where's this kid from? California?
Yeah.
Right? California.
Yeah. He's from St. Bonaventure.
St. Bonaventure,
Ventura,
California.
Ventura, California.
Okay. If this kid's good enough that Oregon, like you said, I think, what did they end the season last year? Number 16, number 12?
Yeah, they're up
there.
They
finished in the top 20 last year. If the top 20 school wants this kid, you're telling me that Utah wouldn't take a chance on him? You're telling me that Boise State doesn't have a spot for him?
I'm telling you that had he not lost his scholarship to Oregon 2 weeks before the recruiting process was ended.
And if he was good enough,
Oregon never played with him, had Oregon never played around with him, he would have gotten a scholarship to another Division I school. That's almost certain. And he didn't because it was too late in the process.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Okay. The point is, this is a bad trend to start, for one, because it creates a lack of trust between coaches and players, and it also has a huge impact in other areas. This is a trickle-down effect, and what it's starting is it's actually starting to ruin the recruiting game, and I'll tell you why right now.
Why?
Because it's committing these kids to commit early. Every kid out there knows that this Xavier Ramos thing could happen to them, and so what they're doing is they're saying, I don't know that I want to go to Florida. But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to wait. I'm going to take one of their 20 scholarships right now. That way I have it locked up.
Everything is soft, though. Everything until the letter of intent is faxed in, everything is soft. The kid can give a commitment to Florida and then on signing day sign with Georgia. A kid can give a commitment to Oregon and then on signing day flip it, So why can't the school do the same thing? It's Oregon, I guess, is in the wrong by not saying, look, we're recruiting someone else, and this is a soft commitment.
Get your ducks in a row. Don't offer 300 kids, and don't make promises you can't keep. Is that really that hard for us to ask? You really think it's that?
If the kid can do it, why can't the school do it?
So you're suggesting that we should allow these – not allow, because what can we do? You're suggesting that it's okay for these coaches to throw out 300 scholarships, take whoever comes,
I'm saying they're in the wrong for not saying, listen, Xavier, what we're doing, we're looking at you, but we've also got another kid that we're looking at as well. So it's going to be – we have the right to pull the scholarship. They are in the wrong for not saying it to him if they didn't. But if they did – then this kid should have known.
He wasn't pre-warned. Let's take a call real quick. We have James from Westside. James, you there?
Hey, how you doing there?
We're doing well. You're on the official visit. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys, and it kind of is too late because it happened somewhat like that happened to my son, where that he was being recruited, and no, he wasn't going to go to Georgia. No, he wasn't going to go to Georgia Tech. But he was good enough to play at a school that would give him a scholarship.
Right.
And the coaches and – something happened with his scores not being submitted to the clearinghouse. I guess that's what you call it. It's been several years ago, so I forgot all the specific details of
right.
it. But those coaches, and it is too late. It was nice enough that the coach did call enough to say, hey, we're not recruiting you. But if they would have dropped, if one of those schools would have dropped one of the other kids that they did recruit and did have an intention to have, it somebody else's name would have been in the name where this guy's at now.
Right, and let me ask you this, James: if your son had to do the whole process over again, he'd probably commit a lot earlier, wouldn't he?
Yes, and somewhat. And this is a question I want to ask you. Probably you can answer this for me when I get off the air here. When a kid is being looked at, and we did send tapes out to other schools, and my son played at a school where you have a Division I, one of the Division I. Running backs I don't want to get a school, but he went to a major college. And every time a recruiter came up, they want to show this person, there's the only one they want to recruit. I mean, only one the coaches wanted to show was that one running back. But it was plenty of other kids on that school that could have played on that team. And whose responsibility is it for recruiting as far as the kids' level? And that's all I want to ask you.
Well, thanks for the call. I think that goes to both the parents as well as to the coaches. I would like to think that you would have enough confidence in your high school coach that he would want to get as many players as possible scholarships, but maybe some coaches just aren't like that, and they would ruin their reputation probably if a kid went off and didn't do well. But it's up to the parents and the high school coaches, I would believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for every – I mean, sometimes your recruitment takes care of itself, but – I think it's a responsibility. You know, it depends on what the kids are interested in. It's the responsibility of everyone involved, the kids, the parents, to send out film to, the college coaches should, if they're, you know, upstanding men, should take the best interest of the kids to heart and should, represent them in that fashion.
But getting back to this Xavier kid from California, what I'm saying is he needed to cover himself. I know the high school coach called and closed the offer to other schools, but that's kind of one of those things where maybe you need to say to the coach, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Why don't you keep it open?
I know
I've committed
to
Oregon, but how many other schools?
There's no doubt he was misrepresented in that case, but the fact of the matter is he was trying to be respectful.
I know he was trying to do, but it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Look out for number one. Look out for
gotta
me.
Look out for you.
Well,
if
there's ever Xavier a case Ramos like this, that, but
if there's ever a case where there's a chance that the rug could get pulled out from under me, I want to have other options. I never want to close the door to all
I
of my
totally
options.
Agree with you. But at the same time, I don't know why you're going to blame Xavier for being moral and upstanding and honest with the school and then say, oh, the school's not to blame for being really cutthroat and trying to get the leg up at all costs.
I mean, I said earlier, if Oregon didn't say that this is soft, just like your commitment to us is soft, then Oregon is in the wrong. But they have the option to pull that just like he does
absolutely.
To switch schools.
But they didn't say it was soft. Otherwise, you know Xavier Ramos wouldn't have said, hey, I'm done.
Okay.
And listen, here's all I'm saying.
If he was good enough, you to go.
These schools need to get their ducks in a row and figure out who they're offering scholarships to. Paul Johnson does it. Paul Johnson came out, and that's why you heard him be so vocal about saying you can't, if you're committed, don't take another visit. Because it's the same exact thing.
But he didn't say that to Stephen Hill, did he?
He knows, right, yeah, when it's convenient to him.
He picks and chooses when he says
he didn't take a visit. Stephen Hill didn't take a visit.
We talked to Giff Smith, who said they do not throw out those that kind of number, 300, 400 offers. They offer the position.
And I don't think schools should.
Right. I think it takes advantage of the kid. And you know what? It's a big problem. We do have to go to a quick commercial break. When we get back, we will talk to Douglas, defensive tackle / defensive end Garrison Smith. You're listening to the official visit on Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Hope you're having a great weekend. Big week on Pollock and Bell. Hubie Brown talking NBA. Mike Breen as well. The Falcons sending us Ronnie White and Curtis Luffin and Skip Holtz, because it's never too early to talk football on Pollock and Bell. Man up.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
This is Chipper Jones. If we all teamed up and carpooled every now and then, we can improve traffic and take tons of pollution out of Georgia's air. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
We have hooked up with Crown Royal to give someone else their chance at what we consider the ultimate dream job. It's the Crown Royal Stew on the Street. It's your chance to be king of your world and get your start in radio. If you're crowned the winner, you can score radio broadcast training, special access to the behind-the-scenes event, action, and tons more. Find out how to get involved at twolivestews.com. That's twolivestews.com.
Must be 21 to enter. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2008. Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. It's about quality, it's not quantity.
This is your chance to get your start in radio. Join us Thursday from 7 to 9 at Barley's in Atlanta and hook up with the Stew video crew. We will video you live on site, and if you are crowned the winner, you can score radio broadcast training and tons more. Check out twolivestews.com or plan on joining the Two Live Stews this Thursday from 7 to 9 at Barley's. Barley's is available for corporate outings, private events, and team building activities. With live music 4 days a week, 30-plus televisions, and 22 Brunswick billiards tables, Barley's has it all. So make sure you come show the Stews what you got this Thursday from 7 to 9 at Barley's.
Successful companies are flexible companies, especially true for mid-sized business. Many CEOs are evolving to see change as the rule, not the exception. Jim McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com, built on this philosophy and turned a small flower shop in New York into a global service for flower delivery. Here, McCann talks about the importance of staying nimble as they grow.
I think flexibility is an insight into culture. And around our shop, the culture has to be one where we're willing to make changes on the fly. Because you could learn halfway into something that idea you were firm about, that people are really going to want that, they really didn't. You can't just say, well, I'm going to make sure they like it. You have to change.
To see what CEOs of other mid-sized companies are thinking, download the new study from IBM at ibm.com/expressadvantage/CEO study.
What's up, guys? This is David Pollock. I just want to tell you about my new gym. I love it. It's the City Club of Buckhead. Everybody knows I eat right. I work out a lot. Well, my gym of choice is the all-new City Club of Buckhead, located in the heart of Buckhead in the Financial Center, right next to the W Hotel and the Starbucks. City Club has everything you need to lose weight, tone up, and look and feel your very best. This isn't just any club. It's got massage, and in one word, wow, ask for Jawetti. It doesn't matter if you like cardio, free weights, swimming, spinning, yoga. This is the place to be. City Club of Buckhead has it all and more. And guys, tell all the girls in your life there's a full spa, manicures, pedicures, facials, and more. You don't even have to be a member to schedule an appointment. Just call 404-442-2660. Put in your speed dial. You definitely want to go schedule a tour and a complimentary workout. That's 404-442-2660. Or visit them online at cityclubofbuckhead.com. So take it from me, David Pollock. City Club of Buckhead has got it all, and they do it right. City Club of Buckhead, go get that beach body.
Are you bored at work? Test your concentration on the Taco Bell match game and win 99-cent tacos only on 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the one and only official visit, Atlanta's only all-recruiting radio show. I am Scott Janovich, joined in the studio by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex, the A-Train, Ewalt, and Big B, Brian Jones. We have Douglas, defensive tackle, Garrison Smith, waiting on the line. Before we get to Garrison, though, we do have a caller, Josh from Cobb. Josh, you there?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing all right, well.
Hey, just a couple of points. I'm out on the Sunday afternoon listening to you guys.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah, the first thing, I mean, I understand you're saying these guys locking up scholarships early in the process, and I know it's not, but These guys, nothing's locked up for these guys until they sign the dotted line.
Couldn't agree more.
And then on the flip side of that is, I mean, you're complaining about these kids' scholarship offers getting pulled, but some of these kids commit, decommit, recommit four or five times
right, Josh.
Before, and then leave these colleges alone all the way
absolutely.
To signing day.
I agree
so
with you, but
keep their options open.
Josh,
I totally
agree
with you.
You're a smart man.
The problem is the reason they're committing early and the reason they're decommitting is because they're committing way too early in the process. The reason they're committing way too early in the process is because they're afraid of losing their scholarships, just like Ramos did.
I got one more point. The other reason they're doing that is because, let's admit it, guys, these guys are divas. They want to keep the attention on them this entire time.
They're playing a game.
So you see a lot of it. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for your call,
Josh. Listening, man.
Oh, he's absolutely right. But my point is that it's an impact.
Because Urban Meyer started.
No, but it does. It has a slippery slope kind of effect, and it shows up in other facets of recruiting.
I don't want to say the devil.
We do have Douglas defensive tackle Garrison Smith on the line. Garrison, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
How's it going, Garrison?
Oh, it's going good. How's it going for you?
Oh, man, we can't complain too much. We're in a heated rival or heated discussion today.
It's going good for us too, Garrison. Let's jump right into things. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is that you were, according to my notes, the very first defensive prospect that USC, the Trojans, of course, not South Carolina, the very first defensive prospect they offered this year. Talk about how big an accomplishment that is. How excited you were to get that offer and what it means to you.
Oh, you know, I was real excited. You know, I count them all as blessings. And, you know, I was just real thankful that USC, you know, Southern Cal, that's a great school on the West Coast, you know, wanted to give me an opportunity to play for them.
And now, Garrison, your brother, Greg Smith, announced that he will transfer in March from Georgia Tech. What do you think, what effect, if any, does that have on how you're looking at Tech or the other in-state school in Athens, Georgia? Talk about, and also what Greg Smith has been, your brother has been advising you and how he's been helping you out through the recruiting process.
Oh, you know, my brother's been very helpful to me. You know, I was there, you know, watching him when he went through the recruiting process. And, you know, he always been here for me. And he always talked to me about, you know, what to look for in the schools. And, you know, he always stressing, you know, education first, you know. Because even though he's transferring, he made sure he got his degree first from Georgia Tech. And, you know, he just told me that, you know, that education, that's the most important. And, you know, keep God first. And that's all you can do. And everything else, take care of yourself. And I'm not really, you know, his decision to leave wouldn't affect my decision about Georgia Tech or Georgia. You know, he just told me to go where it's the best school for me, but make sure I get my education first.
Speaking with Garrison Smith on Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, and as the resident UGA guy, the resident Georgia guy, I have to ask, how's the relationship with Mark Richt, and what are Georgia's chances of getting in on you?
Oh, it's a great relationship. You know, me, Coach Rick, Coach Gardner, you know, it's real good. You know, it's nothing but love, and, you know, we know where we stand, and it's, you know, it's just a good relationship, and nothing but good things to say about Georgia.
Yeah. Well, just remember, before you totally rule them out, you know, Marcus Stroud, Richard Seymour,
hey,
got
no,
a lot of good guys
no
on the
recruiting
defensive
on
line.
This show. No recruiting for your school on this show.
I'm not allowed
show,
to?
No,
okay.
Totally unallowed.
Just remember those names, first-rounders, making a lot of money.
Sort of on the same topic, Garrison. I know you have. We've already mentioned your flirtation with USC. Of course, you're also looking at Ohio State and LSU. Talk about your willingness to leave the state to play your football and specifically what you like about Ohio State and LSU.
You're asking what it, you know,
are you willing to leave the state to play football? Is that something you're interested in doing? And then talk a little bit about LSU and Ohio State and why you like those two schools.
Oh yeah, yes sir. You know, leaving the state, you know, it's just a good opportunity, you know, to get away from home and you know, go explore and, you know, see what else, you know, the world has to offer. You know, and you know, it's not affecting me, you know, to go away from home because my family, they're going to support me and be there for me no matter what. And, you know, they already gave me the blessings, and they're going to support me whatever I do. And, you know, that's all I can do. And, you know, I'm just real thankful for everything.
Garrison, one of the things I want to ask you is USC has expressed interest in you. Have you ever been out to Los Angeles before?
Well, sir, no, sir. I never been to California before, and that's going to be an exciting trip.
Now, Garrison, I guess talk a little bit about, as a player on the field, what you think you can offer a school like Ohio State, LSU, or USC, even one of the top programs in the country. What do you think you do well? What do you need to work on, I guess, going into your senior season?
I'm just going to work on everything, all-around game. You know, I'm just working with my coaches right now. My coaches, we're getting more – they're teaching me everything they can. I'm just trying to get everything I can, you know, get my get more fundamentally sound, you know, the increase to my athletic ability that God blessed me with, and just – all around, I'm hitting the weight room even harder, you know, and I'm just trying to be the best player I can be.
Speaking with Garrison Smith on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, this is the official visit presented by SCORE Atlanta, and it sounds like with USC, with LSU, with Georgia, with Ohio State recruiting you, some of the biggest names in coaching coming after you with Pete Carroll and Les Miles and Jim Tressel. Can you talk a little bit about how their recruiting style differs? You know, is USC a little more aggressive, a little more younger, whereas LSU might be a little more laid back, or Ohio State might be a little more serious? How have the recruiting styles differed?
It all depends on the coaches on how they want to, you know, talk to you, or how their recruiting situation looking, what the needs they want. It's, you know, mostly all the coaches are cool and laid back. And, you know, they all want to know, are you interested? And, you know, it's just a good feeling. But it's just, you know, at the same time, it's humbling, you know. It's just, you know, just real thankful for, you know, the opportunities you're going to have, that you have, you know, to play for these great schools. You know, this is not an everyday thing. And, you know, that's all you can do is just be thankful and just take advantage of it.
Yeah, Garrison, you play more than one position. Talk about which position you hope, when I say both, or which position, I'm talking about defensive end and defensive tackle. Talk about which position you prefer to play at the college level and what skills you have that make you so effective at both.
Well, I play defensive end and I play defensive tackle, and I can play both. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me what I play in college. You know, as long as I'm on the field, like whatever school I go to, I'm going to play whatever the coach wants me to play, whatever I can help the team with. You know, I just love the game. And that's pretty much can sum up, you know, my everything I had off. You know, I'm just going to give it all, you know, every play. You know, I'm just playing hard as I can. And that's the only thing I know how to do.
Yeah, Garrison, talk a little bit about the recruiting process in general, how much you've enjoyed it, and I guess some of your likes and dislikes about it.
Oh, you know, like I said, I'm just thankful for all the blessings, you know. There's no dislikes about it. You know, I couldn't be happier. You know, it's just real. Like I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and this doesn't happen every day. And, you know, I'm just thankful that the time – you know, from watching my brother, I never thought this would be happening to me. So I'm just real thankful that it's all happening to me now.
Yeah, well said. I'll keep going. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well said, Garrison. One last question before we let you go. Do you have a timetable as to when you want to commit, and can you name maybe a top three for us?
No, sir. I'm still evaluating all the schools with the academics. And seeing what every school has to offer and the situations. And, you know, I'm just taking it day by day and going to let, you know, God help make the right decision about which school I want to attend.
Hey, listen, Garrison, we really appreciate you taking the time out to talk with us, and we wish you the best of luck in the coming season.
Thank you.
All right, and that was Garrison Smith, defensive tackle from Douglas High School. Listen, whoever gets that guy is going to be one lucky and happy school.
Playing the inside, playing the outside of that defensive line wreaks a lot of havoc.
And you mentioned that he seems like he's getting or hearing from all the powers. I mean, he's literally has an offer from any big school you can name, have heard of, has offered.
And you know what? If he's got anything bad to say about Florida, he could buy a ticket in 37F.
Yeah, look at you trying to recruit for the Bulldogs. I like it. Using your status as a, come on, man.
I'm not going to lie to you.
It's classless. No, but should Mark Richt pay you?
Well,
I think so.
No, I'm one of these street agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just yeah. And you'll do whatever you can for a university that gave you a top-notch education, right?
I did.
You don't need money.
I'm the biggest Bulldog in this station, man.
All right, we got to get
forget
to
Pollock.
We got to get to it.
Forget BA.
Quick.
Three-time All-American Pollock.
Once Fletcher's finished, we got to get to a quick break. You are listening to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I want you guys to meet an old friend of mine who knows a thing or two about baseball.
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 Hey, guys, this is Chipper Jones, and nobody delivers baseball news like Chris Domino because he's a baseball man on 790 The Zone. Really?
Hi, guys. It's Kiki at the Cheetah. Your ticket stub from any college or professional sports event pays your cover charge after the game. Game over. Cheetah.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Oh, I almost forgot. Geico would like you to know that here in Georgia, they've just lowered their rates on car insurance. So chances are you could save more than ever just by going to geico.com and getting a free rate quote. Wow, how could I forget that? You could be saving hundreds of dollars. Maybe I have short-term memory loss. Oh, I almost forgot. Geico would like you to know that here in Georgia, they've just lowered their rates on car insurance.
Check out our new low rates at geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AutoZone. You may take some time off this summer, but your engine won't. So don't miss an oil change. Get in the zone. Heavy driving, like summer road trips, makes regular oil changes more important than ever. And right now at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. Keep your car running better longer. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
There's nothing like the drama of a Game 7, and TNT has it tonight. Game 7, Orlando and Boston, live from the Garden as the Celtics and the Magic look to see who will advance to play the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Winner, go home tonight on TNT at 8 o'clock. It's been an unbelievable series so far. The Celtics and the Magic slugging it out with Boston the chance to close out the Magic in Game 6. They could not get it done. Dwight Howard, another classic 2020 performance, and Rashard Lewis making all the big shots as Orlando, Stan Van Gundy's crew, heads to Boston with all the confidence in the world. As for the World champions, they're reeling a little bit with Ray Allen struggling through a brutal series and Paul Pierce trying to hang on for dear life. But the world champs have great heart and they'll try to win a Game 7 on their home court, something they've done so many times in the past. Orlando's looking ahead and thinking that they are the new beast of the East. The Celtics trying to hang on without Kevin Garnett. Tonight, 8 o'clock on TNT, win or go home. Game 7, Orlando and the Boston Celtics on TNT, 8 o'clock. Celtics Magic, win or go home.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem, we'll talk about the two Game 7s played on Sunday in the NBA. Iron Mike Tyson going to join us at 8:25. And after that, we're going to flee like a bumblebee.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
We are back on Radio Sports Radio 79 in the Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, the only all-recruiting radio show in Atlanta. I'm Scott Janovitz.
Probably joined, the Southeast.
Yeah, joined with, we always do this, joined with Fletcher Proctor, Alex Ewall, Big B, Brian Jones. This is our last segment. Before we go, we usually like to bash at least somebody, usually Lane Kiffin and the University of Tennessee. That's our whipping boy for the most part. But today it's going to be USC because it surfaced earlier this week that Yahoo Sports, thank you.
Yahoo with an exclamation point.
Kind of had helped this story to surface. But Tim Floyd apparently was involved in paying recruit or former USC player O.J. Mayo thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in you know, clothes and apparel and whatnot. And this is just one more in a long line, one more example in a long line of ways in which USC's absolutely cheated. Of course, everyone's familiar with Reggie Bush, and I don't want to say Pete Carroll because Pete Carroll, according to all reports, had nothing to do with that. But we know that the USC program did have something to do with paying Reggie Bush, helping him get an agent and whatnot. And now this is just another example of USC basically cheating. And this has got to be one of the most, one of the school. I don't know if there's a school out there that cheats like they do right now. I mean, to cheat in both sports is incredible to me. And here's my question: should they, if you're going to cheat in basketball with Reggie Bush,
what about when Tennessee brought the people out with the smoke machine? That was cheating.
Yeah, that was a It was a minor offense, which we've learned the NCAA doesn't in any way penalize.
What about when Florida's Urban Meyer called the guy when he was on a recruiting visit to Tennessee?
What about it?
That's not cheating. No,
it's a minor offense, and that was no offense actually. We've already embarrassed Lane Kiffin enough on that accusation. But here's my question to you guys: if your best player in Reggie Smith was hired to play there, I meant Reggie Bush, it was hired to play there, and now your best basketball player O.J. Mayo was hired to play there. I mean, should they take their 2004 national championship away? Would they have won without Reggie Bush?
I think at some point, doesn't the AD have to have some sort of
repercussions
at him?
Right, repercussions.
You would think
some
so.
How is nobody with the program getting in trouble?
Whether it's, you know, like your point about the AD, you know, whether it's boosters, another member of the program, not necessarily
somebody's
got to
take the fall.
You've got to have a trickle down effect where people start following your rules. I mean, if you're the AD, you got to organize something
Here's the funny thing. Everyone says Pete Carroll has nothing. Well, what Pete Carroll is guilty of, he may not have paid Reggie Bush. He was certainly guilty of a blind eye, of turning a blind eye.
Take his championships away.
If you're not going to make him responsible for policing his own team, then you should penalize him when he doesn't.
If you don't know what's going on, it's not as bad as having an active hand in it. But it's still bad.
Let's set a precedent where you make them responsible for policing their own team. You steal their championships
away. I like your idea of taking away the 2004 championship from USC and giving it to Auburn.
Yeah,
so they'll shut up.
Well, why didn't Auburn even get to
play? Because you went 13-0 with a crappy schedule and you complain about not being the championship
game. And hired players. You might as well join the professional
just
football.
Just give it to them and make them shut up.
And here's the other thing to consider.
You think that'll make them shut up?
I would hope so.
I certainly hope so. Here's the other thing.
You beat the Citadel that year.
These are only the allegations that have come out, right? These are only the rules they've broken. These are the only ones that have surfaced. How many other players? I mean, who knows? I'm not going to point fingers at other players, but we have no idea what other players, you know, have also been paid. Anyway, I think that's pretty much we're running out of time. Had fun, guys.
You want to thank David Yankee for coming on. You want to thank our other guests?
Garrison
Smith.
Thank you to Garrison Smith
and David Yankee.
Brian Longacre.
The Smiths.
Brian Longacre.
Joel in the studio.
Christopher White. All that long time ago we talked to Christopher White.
Thanks, thank you as well.
And I'd like to thank our listeners, all of Atlanta Real.
Yeah, we had a couple callers, so that's good.
All of Atlanta for listening to The Official Visit brought to you by Score Atlanta. You are listening to Sports Radio 79 of the Zone. With that, goodbye, Atlanta.
This is 790 The Zone, and you won't hear any of that depressing economic woe is me talk here.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere.
Y'all broke.
We're about the excitement. You don't have to have a job.
You don't have to spend a dime.
Take your mind off the economic crisis. Check your burdens at the door and enjoy the best and most entertaining sports talk in Atlanta.
First for sports.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Wilkins, and I play here. On Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Hi, this is Braves catcher Brian McCann, and I play here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company. Sporting.
I'm Kirk Stevens. We begin with the NBA playoffs. A pair of Game 7s today. The first one starts at Staples Center. Lakers and Rockets in L.A. got out to a quick start.
Drives the lane. Three to shoot. Knocked out of his hands. A reason to steal. Barrels up the sideline. Left corner Fisher. Back to Ariza. Open three. It's good.